This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's dell.com/deals.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
What was it called?
The Rich Eisen Show.
It's your boy.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Story in Major League Baseball right now is about the uniforms. Take a look at Ohtani's pants.
Break the vein.
Look at Yamamoto. You could see.
Break the vein.
Did nobody notice that you could see through?
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tom Curran. Coming up, New York Times bestselling author Shea Serrano. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We talked to Daniel Jeremiah in hour number one, and I talked with him far more clearly than I just did to you to start this third hour of the program. Daniel Jeremiah was on the show in hour number one to give us a preview of the NFL Scouting Combine that I'll be co-hosting with him on Thursday all the way through to Sunday. So much to talk about on that front. Tom Curran joined us in hour number two to give us an update on what the Patriots are going to do. Brian Grazer, one of the all-time great producers of movies and TV, including the Dynasty documentary on the Patriots. He's going to be in studio tomorrow in hour number one. Michael Wilbon will be on the program as well. Raheem Morris of the Atlanta Falcons as I head off to the Indianapolis NFL Scouting Combine. And I want to thank everybody for taking in this program today. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, we re-air as soon as this third hour is over on the Roku channel. And one other thing, too, if you miss any of the show, not only can you catch it on Roku because we re-air and we repeat our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. I want to thank everybody for keeping that thing red hot. Our number one video of the weekend was Terry Bradshaw telling stories about Burt Reynolds. God, I love our audience. We love that you love what we love, quite frankly. And joining us now on this episode of the Rich Eisen Show, after Jason Concepcion was in studio on Friday and set the bar very high to be fair and balanced, the co-host of his incredibly successful podcast, Six Trophies with Jason Concepcion and Shea Serrano, joining us right here on the Rich Eisen Show is, in fact, Shea Serrano. Good to see you, Shea.
What's up, my boy? How's life?
How are you? You're wearing a Dodger cap.
Dodger cap. I bought this hat at a Dodger game. I went with a buddy of mine named Peter in LA. He asked if I wanted to go, and I went, and I thought it was awesome. And it's like a on at least one Dodger piece of paraphernalia. So I've got my hat, and I'm good to go.
Excellent. Hey, Shea, I don't know if it's the internet connection or something, but if you don't mind, I'm just going to pop you off for a second and have my guy RJ try and connect with you. It's difficult to understand what you're saying. That's if you don't mind, I'm going to hit the pause button on that. So I want to make sure. Was he behind like all these VHS tapes or something
like
that?
So Shea's gotten real big into the VHS collecting game. It's kind of a thing now with the collectibles.
Okay.
During the pandemic, sports cards went crazy. Any type of sports memorabilia, tickets. Mike, I know you're going through all your old concert and game tickets, and now VHS going through the roof.
I heard that you can get paper printed out tickets now, right? Like when I went to U2 Sphere, I actually had to pick up actual tickets.
Yeah, they're back.
You know,
they're bringing them back. Yeah.
I hope so because I kind of dig that.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Well, collectibles. You got the Super Bowls that you've been to, national championship games, Final Fours. All that stuff is kind of big on the collectibles market right now.
Okay.
You can get all this stuff graded. And, you know, if like first game, like, oh, Michael Jordan, Kobe's first game ticket. That stuff is really popular.
When was the last time you had a paper ticket to something? Well, you have to leave your house first. But outside of that, what do you have to do?
I mean, first of all, my man, you don't understand. Most of the time, I never had to pay. But the actually,
nice! Ladies and gentlemen.
That's the shade I want to see.
TJ Jefferson. Flexing is my favorite. I know you love that.
I love that. Thank you, TJ.
Actually, the last Clipper game I went to was Wembanyama's first appearance at Staples. So I actually did pay. to.
But did you get a paper ticket? Or you?
No.
Because these days now you just have to flash your phone, and now. You know what? You just look in your phone wallet for those those warm and fuzzy memories.
I miss
like one day you're going to show your grandkids here. Let me pull up and look at Grandpa's phone wallet.
Take a screenshot.
This is the first concert I went to.
Rich, I'm getting it. It
was on my phone because I used the Game Time app.
Hey.
So I forgot code Rich. I do admit, so I had to pay a little bit extra.
Okay.
But I have a thing where. I was doing this subconsciously. I was collecting all of my ticket stubs, and I went back home in my mom's attic, and I found I'd start doing it in like 1986 with tickets. So I just have a huge box of movies, baseball, basketball, football games, stuff like that. I just kept all the ticket stubs for some reason.
Yeah, no, but I'm psyched. Like, I've got the U2 at the Sphere. It's an actual paper ticket.
Paper ticket.
Okay.
By the way, USC is...
Chase Serrano's logging back in to see if that works.
USC's going to have a fight. In the Sphere.
UFC is?
Yeah, UFC 206 is going to take place inside the 306, I'm sorry.
By the way, what do you put on the Sphere behind you, though?
The fight.
That's true. You could have the
fight.
No, I know you could do that, but wouldn't that be...
Well, you and Mike have been there. What do you think?
Yeah, would that be jarring for the fighters?
Of course it would be.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What if they put, like... fans watching from home or something. Or
that could be it. That's not bad.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if Shea Serrano is any... are you there, Shea?
Yeah, I
will fix it.
There we go.
Hey. It's like you're sitting next to me.
We're back.
Literally like you're sitting next to me.
Much better.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And I should know, they kept my car on the road. And they do it with a smile on their face. They offer friendly service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. And that comes in... so welcome when your car needs to be put back together, and they do it with a smile so you know you're being taken care of. They got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And guess what? You should not miss Power Torque Tools DIY Days at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Power Torque hand tools come in with a lifetime guarantee, and right now you can save big on Power Torque hand tools, power tools, jacks, and more. Get great deals on a wide range of power torque jacks and jack stands, including 2-ton jack stands and up to 3.5-ton floor jacks. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts help you find the right power torque tools for your next DIY project. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning. Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather. Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Clayton Neville.
I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
What's with the Dodger cap? What's with that?
I bought this. I was in L.A. I went to a Dodger game with a buddy of mine, this guy named Peter Murrieta.
Okay.
And I loved it. I had a great time. And it's like a rule. If you are a Mexican, you have to own at least one piece of Dodger paraphernalia. So I was like, let me get my hat. I got my hat.
I didn't know. Where's that rule book? Where does that rule book exist?
We go over it at our monthly meetings. So it's like a very thick binder.
He's at the monthly meetings.
Yeah.
You're obviously not invited to these meetings.
So let's just jump into, if you don't mind, the NBA world, because I know there's so much, so many different places I can go with you, pop culture. Certainly with that awesome collection of VHS, I'm having like a Blockbuster flashback from my high school days to your left. what did you think of that? Did you see the Clipper rebrand, Shay? Did you see the Clipper rebrand?
I did.
What do you think of it?
What
do you think?
When I saw it 2 seconds in, I was like, I hate this. and then after that, I started to be like, I kind of like this. I think I really like it. Maybe I love it. I kind of love it now. It looks great.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you walk me through your metamorphosis on this front?
So when you first look at it, you're just a little confused. What is this? What is this?
Yes.
What am I looking at? It looks like a mess. And then you look at it a little longer and you realize, oh, it's a ship and there's a sea around it. And also we've got the little nautical northeast southwest thing going on.
Yes.
And there's the undertone of a basketball on the bottom of the ship.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff going on in there. And I'm like, I like the movie National Treasure. Like, I want to peel back some layers and find some stuff. And like, there's probably a reference to Benjamin Franklin in there somewhere, and I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. I swear to you, I will.
Does that make, is Balmer Nick Cage then on that front?
Yes.
Like, is that where we're going on that?
Yeah, he is Nick Cage.
Okay.
With all of the screaming and yelling, and like, it fits perfect.
It does fit. Yeah, I don't know. How many people do you think know a clipper is an actual boat?
I don't think a lot.
You know what I mean?
The only reason I know is because I watch a show called Ink Master, and they sometimes have to tattoo clipper ships. That's the only reason I know.
How about that?
Wow.
All right. Shea Serrano here on the Rich Eisen Show. What is the story in the NBA right now, in your estimation? What is it?
The story, I mean, after last night, I was sort of thinking the Warriors haven't beaten the Nuggets in 2 years. Something crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is standing out to me. I'm, of course, in San Antonio. Wimby is the story here. He's just been incredible to watch this season. The Celtics look like maybe this is the year they make the leap. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
The Timberwolves are incredible. I went and saw Anthony Edwards in person. He's my favorite non-Spur player to watch. So when they came to San Antonio, I went to go see him. And the emergence of the Thunder is like, well, they're looking pretty scary. Those are the storylines I'm the most excited about right now.
What do you think of the Bucks coming off of the break, seemingly putting a pedal to the metal so far? What do you think about that?
I would like for there to be another really good team in the East, and if it's going to be somebody to do it, let's have the Bucks do it. Let's see what it looks like when Dame and Giannis are deep in the playoffs. This is the first year. We talked about this on the show. Jason and I talked about this, where it felt like this was the first year that if Dame doesn't make it at minimum to the conference finals,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to feel like he underperformed or like his team underperformed. Every year before this, he's been the underdog, beginning in his first year when they played the Rockets in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. And then he pushed them into the second round for like the first time in 14 years or whatever. But he's always been on that side of the seesaw. And now he's over here where the expectations are a little higher. I'm very excited to see what he does. I assume he's going to do great because that's what he does when it's time. But we'll see.
Shea Serrano here on the Rich Eisen Show. 6 trophies with Jason Concepcion and Shea Serrano available wherever you get your podcasts. New shows released every single Wednesday right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And so Primo, which is available on Freevee, which is available right here on the Roku platform, is based on your... This is semi-autobiographical, based on your life, Shay?
Yeah, it's a family sitcom, a single-camera family sitcom loosely based on my life growing up. In the show, you have a character who he finds out, it's the beginning of his senior year, he finds out he might have the chance to go to college. He'll be the first one in his family to do that. And he lives with his mom, and then she's five very close brothers, so he has these 5 uncles who sort of stand in as like a collective surrogate father.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have a different opinion on what he should do and how he should do it. And that's sort of what the show is. We made it with Mike Schur, who is, I think, the greatest comedy showrunner of this century. He did The Office, Parks and Rec, The Good Place, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like, that's the guy who we got to work on it with. And it turned out really, I'm very proud of it. I'm really, really, really very happy of how it turned out.
He might not be happy with the choice of the Dodger hat, though. Mike Schur, Shay, you know.
We have an antagonistic relationship with regard to sports. Mm. For Christmas, for example, the writer's room, we pulled our money together and we bought him an autographed Derek Jeter baseball.
Oh!
Because he's a big, yes. You know, he's the Red Sox guy.
That is not, so what do you do with it?
He sold it. He did it like a charity auction and then gave the money away.
He wouldn't even accept... The baseball.
He wouldn't even accept a spite gift. And then the worst thing is the show premiered. I flew out to L.A. We had like a little premiere party for it. And he was like, hey, I got you a gift. And I'm a Spurs guy. I assume he's going to give me something like the Lakers, which we do not like the Lakers, or the Mavericks or the Rockets or whoever.
Yeah.
And he handed me a gift and I opened it. And it was an autographed basketball card of Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker.
Oh.
A very thoughtful,
wow.
Sweet gift. And it just made me feel so much worse.
Yes.
For giving him a gag gift.
Yes.
He's like an evil supervillain in that he just knew exactly what to do to make me feel as bad as possible.
Yeah, now don't you wish you got him a big poppy something or other? But
something, anything. I feel like a jerk.
You got the Jeter stuff, but it doesn't matter. He got the last laugh anyway. on the Yankees. I'm sure. And his Celtics have won 8 in a row. He's probably feeling good. So
Feeling great, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
On the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast, co-host David Green and Rob Abasolo interview real estate investors and entrepreneurs about successes, failures, and hard-earned lessons. Joined by author Dave Meyer.
Who wrote a book?
I did write a book.
It seems like you're coming out with a book every 4 minutes.
You're one to talk. You've released 2 books this year. I've done half as many as you.
It is more about strategy than it is about just finding whatever the new buzzword happens to be.
Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to, be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.
So, walk me through your VHS collection over your left shoulder. What do we have right here, sir? I mean,
we have. I bought a couple of VHS tapes in 2017. I actually went back to find out when the first time I did it was. Yeah. And I was at a thrift store, and they still sell them at thrift stores now. You get like 3 for $1 or something.
Yeah.
And I was at the thrift store. I saw them. I grabbed a couple just to put on a bookshelf in my office. And then I just started getting, every time I would go to the thrift store or to like the flea market or whatever, I just started grabbing more and more and more. And then I realized one day that I had like 700 or 800 of them.
Damn.
Like, well, what am I supposed to do with all of these?
Great question.
So I had my dad, I asked him, he's like very good at building stuff. And I said, Dad, I need like a Blockbuster kind of wall to put up in my office. And then he just showed up with like a drill and some tape and a bucket. And made a wall for me. So we just have on here, this wall holds like 440 tapes. So it's my 440 favorite tapes that are up here.
Okay.
And that's what it is. It's a very silly thing.
Are they cordoned off by section, like a real Blockbuster? Is there a comedy? Is there a drama? Is there a Shannon Tweed section? Like, what do we got right there, Shay?
I did it all alphabetical. That's okay. How I did it.
All right.
So any movie that came out before 2005, if you like it, if you thought it was fun to watch, then I probably have it in here somewhere.
What are you proudest of? Which one on the wall? Pull it.
Oh my God. I'm going to pull it. I'm going to grab it.
There you go. Shea Serrano is moving back. It looks like he's in the A section or the B.
I'm in the B section. Okay, That's exactly right.
Okay, very good.
Here we go. This is maybe my favorite action movie of all time, or one of my favorite movies, not specifically an action movie, but okay. It's my favorite action movie star. It's an original copy of
Bloodsport.
Wow. Bloodsport on VHS. Come on. It took me so long to find this, years to find it, because I don't want to go on the internet. You could buy them on the eBay or whatever.
Yes.
500 tapes for $500 or whatever. But I like to find them in the wild. And so it takes you a long time to find it. But when you get it, oh, it feels so good. What a rush.
Blood for, sport. For $2. Do you find yourself for not rewinding the tapes, Shay?
I do, yes.
Well, you know what? But you're kind.
In arrears. My account is in arrears.
By the way, I kept Alien 2 well off of my late fee. I think I might have racked up like $40 of late fees. You got Alien 2? Is it my copy from the Staten Island Blockbuster?
Wow.
Do you got
bro,
it?
No, don't play with me, bro.
Aliens. That's right.
George, man.
I kept that underneath the driver's seat of my Honda Accord my entire senior year of high school, I think. But
what an incredible, if you're going to keep a tape, that's the tape to keep. Aliens, a perfect movie.
Do you have any requests to see if we should do this every now and then? What's on Shea Serrano's
really,
wall?
Really funny.
What do you got? What do you got?
Hey, everybody. Sorry for the abrupt ending of our podcast, but a manhole cover blew up right next to the Rich Eisen Show studio and knocked all the power out. We'll be back on Tuesday with a new edition of the Rich Eisen Show if the manhole cover doesn't swallow up the whole studio.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
And here's Lil Yachty with Tierra Whack.
I've never been to a fashion show. I never did any Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and I'll tell you why. Because I would always go to events and people would say to me, "Oh man, Yachty, man, I love your music, bro." And I should be like, "What song?" At the time, I didn't love my music. I would feel like I'm in a room with all these artists and they all respect each other. And I feel like no one respects me.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.